eat on camera.
Right. Okay, welcome. Good to see all of you. Looks like we've got Gloria, Arthur, Lonnie, Bubby, and Zadie, Melissa, Toby, Irwin, Phyllis. Okay, well, welcome. We find ourselves on Yud Zion Amud Bey 17B.
Yeah.
17B, my friends. And
I'm trying.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
You put my arm away.
Yeah. we're up to V'chol Heicha D'Lashav Shirayhu. It's about a quarter way down, or maybe just shy of it. It's about a quarter way down. So I think it probably should be, there should be some indication in the art scrolls for those who are using it. That's a new paragraph. I would guess it's either toward the end of the first page in art scroll or the beginning of the second page. If anyone finds the words, just shout it out for the benefit of everyone else. V'chol Heicha
D'Lashav.
Where is it, Toby?
V'chol Heicha D'Lashav.
Yeah.
Yeah. 17B1 at the bottom right.
Okay, yeah. There we go. So just a recap of what we should expect. So previously we had a machlokas about the nature of pasul schach. Everyone agrees that when you have pasul schach at the edge of the sukkah, you were given up to 4 amos of latitude, and it'll be considered basically non-problematic because we could arguably, depending how you understand it, make use of dofen akuma, which we see as an extension of the wall. The debate was whether we have the same shear of Dalad Amos for when there's Pasul Schach in middle of the Sukkah. Do we still get to apply 4 Amos, or does it get knocked down to a mere 4 Tfachim, which is, I know both of them are 4, but an Amma, it could be like 6 Tfachim, depending how you measure it. So this is significantly less. And we had a debate last time whether we could combine shiurim. For instance, if you have an air gap that's less than 3 tfachim next to pasul schach that's less than 4 tfachim, would they combine together? And the argument that was made was that when it comes to combining 4 amos and 4 amos of pasul schach with 3 or less than 4 amos of pasul schach with less than 3 tfachim of air, they're not comparable measurements. 4 tfachim of non-kosher schach and 3 tfachim of air are fundamentally the same issue of a lack of kosher schach in that area. But when the 4 amos is a shear to be to pasul, and therefore the assumption that the Gemara just left off with is that when you have two fundamentally different kinds of measurements, it means that they can't combine together. Again, an analogous area of halacha that I think we mentioned last time was if I eat less than a kizayis of food and I drink less than a revius of water and I do it all at the same time, they would not combine together to make a shear for me to make a bracha achrona because they're two different measurements. So they're not mitzdarif, they don't combine together. Okay. So this is where we pick up. The Gemara is asking, is it true that whenever the two shiurim are not the same, that they can't combine just because they have different measurements? But hatznan, we learn in the Mishnayos and Kalim, habeged shlo. Okay, so basically the measurements for what's the minimum dimensions of something for it to be makabel toma. Habeged shlosha al shlosha. So a beged is 3 by 3 tfachim. Hasak arba arba. Sackcloth is 4 by 4. Or chamisha for leather. Chamisha al chamisha. Mapats for a mat. Shisha al shisha, 6 by 6. Utani Allah. And this was explained. Habeged v'hasak, hasak v'or, ha'or v'hamapat, mitstarfin zem zeh, that they could combine together to meet the higher threshold in order to be big enough to be makabel toma. But wait a minute, didn't we just get a list that each and every one of these materials has their own separate threshold for how big they have to be to makabel toma? So how can they combine together? I thought we just established that the same way you can't mix, you know, the shear for airspace and the shear for pasul schach together because they're different measurements. Why am I allowed to mix these two together? So the answer is Hasam Kediktani Taima Amar Rabbi Shimon Matam Polar Uin Litame Moshe. What's the reason? How do we come up with these measurements? Because they're trying to figure out there's a Tumah of Moshe when you sit on something, or Midras when you tread on something, then you put your weight on it. That's a way of transferring Tumah. So what's the reason here? How do we get to all these measurements? So they're trying to figure out Tumas Midras, Kitznan. Hanekat Sam Ikun Tevach al Tevach Tame, Tevach al Tevach Lamai Chazi, Barishim and Lagash from Rabbi Yanai, Ho Uroy Little Agabe Chamor. But the truth be told is that if I wanted to patch up the saddle area of a donkey, so if I wanted to use any of these materials to patch it on, if I cut it out specifically as a patch and even attach it yet, even if it's just a mere tefach by a tefach, it would still be significant enough to be mekabel tuma. And so since they share, in a certain instance, a baseline shear in common, all these materials, if you intend to use it to patch up the saddle of the donkey, it only has to be a tefach by tefach, no matter what the material is. Well, therefore, my apologies. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, now I hear you.
Okay. I left off. We're talking about that they have the same tefach by tefach measurement when it comes to making a patch, right? That's where we left off. Is that where it cut
donkey
out?
Donkey was the last word.
Yes. Okay. So for patching things up, a tefach by tefach is the minimum measurement, and they all share that same measurement in common when it comes to defining if it's significant enough to serve as a patch. So because in some instances they do share the same measurement, the same threshold, in other areas where they don't share the same threshold, it's not such a far-fetched thing to say that they could still combine together the same way that they share commonality in other areas of Hilchos Tuma. Now, just interesting, Tosus points out, if you look at the full text, I looked it up to make sure, the Mishnah in Kalim tells us that there's a difference. I'll just read for you. It's a Tosas on top. V'hachi masnia habegen mitame mishum shlosha al shlosha. That's what we read so far. That a garment is pus, it becomes tame when you have 3 by 3 tfachim. So that's for midras. That's for, you know, if you're sitting on it, you're putting your weight on it. Mishum shalosh al shalosh litame mace. But it's, I believe, 3 by 3, I think, finger breadths, if I'm not mistaken, when it comes to tamei mace. So just to point out that depending on what kind of tuma and what kind of use it's for, the measurements will differ. So it's a very long mesechta for a good reason. Okay, back into the Gemara. Okay, so we just finished that section. Basically, as long as there's some baseline commonality between the different materials, so it means they're fundamentally all in the same category, and therefore they could combine together. But coming back to Sukkah, the psul of schach that's 4 amos is fundamentally different than the psul of avir of air that's 3 tfachim, and therefore they do not combine together. End of this section of the Gemara. Okay. To understand the next section and the rest of our Gemara for tonight, we need to do a little bit of chazara of what happened previously in our shir on Yud Zayin Amud Av on 17a. So let me just jog our memory a little bit. You can feel free to look back at 17a at Yud Zayin Amud Av if you'd like to. But basically, toward a little bit above the middle area, we had a machlokus. Rava came to the Beis Medrash of Rav, and the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said that there's a distinction between Pasul Schach on the side of the Sukkah, which is up to 4 amos you get, and Pasul Schach in the middle of the Sukkah. And Rava debated with the Beis Medrash of Rav. Rava said, no, you get up to 4 amos even in the middle of the Sukkah. Even in the middle, you have the 4 amos. Because when you look at the Mishnah, all it talks about is 4 amos. It says nothing about 4 tfachim in our Mishnah, Yud Zayin Amud Av. So that was the debate that we had in the previous Gemara. The Gemara now tells us, Besura Amri Lahashmaitse Bahai Lishna. Everything we learned until now was how this debate was related, how it was recorded in Surah. Binaharda Masnu, but in Naharda, they kind of attributed these shitos, this debate, to Shmuel versus Rav. And actually, Rav Rav assumes the opposite position than we were led to believe. It's going to be the same Machlokas, by the way, so it shouldn't be so confusing. Just different. It's the Shitos that we just saw are attributed to different people. That's it. That's the only difference over here. Nothing too new. So ben Ardam Masnu Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Schach Pasul Beemtsa Posel Ba'arba. So when you have Schach Pasul in the middle. Posel ba'arba with four tfachim, and min hatzad posel ba'arba amos. So that's the position of Shmuel. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel. Shmuel is taking what was originally the position of the base medrash of Rav by saying there's a distinction between posel schach on the side versus posel schach in the middle. Whereas v'Rav amar. Now, Rav, in this version, is assuming what Rav has said in the other version, that you get up to four amos even in the middle of the sukkah. For all intents and purposes, it's the same machlokas, just different people. So it's not. Now we're going to go through different passages in Mishnayos that we saw already, and we're going to try to figure out how this makes sense. It's not. Nasan Allah Nesashu Rachav Arba Tfachim. Remember this one? This was on Yudalid Amid Alf on 14a. So if one has a board that is four tfachim, remember we talked about this, that we had a Gezeres Tikra, that a board that's four tfachim is too big, it's too wide, you're going to feel like you're in your house. Ring a bell a little bit, hopefully. So, good. So if you have a board that is four tfachim, then Ksheira. So Bishlama la Rav, Damar Bain Be'emsa, Bain Min Hatsa, Barba Amos, Bishmaring Shera. This opinion makes sense according to Rav, because Rav says, yeah, a board that's four tfachim is no big deal, because I give you up to four amos anywhere in the sukkah. So four tfachim is much less than four amos. I'm not going to complain if there's a four tefach board over there. El Shmuel Damar Be'emsa, Barba Amaik Shera. According to Shmuel, the four tfachim of Pasul Schach invalidates the sukkah. Well, a four tefach board, which is inherently invalid, midrabanan, takes up four tfachim of space. So how could that possibly be kosher, according to Shmuel? So what's the answer? Shmuel reads the Mishnah as follows. Hacha b'mayaskinan min hatzad. Shmuel just simply reads that Mishnah as referring to a non-kosher schach, a four tfachim that's on the side of the sukkah. And that's going to be the common theme. Anytime there's an issue that we see in a Mishnah somewhere that says four tfachim is okay, even though it's pasul schach, that's because you have to make it ukimta and say it's on the side of the sukkah, it's at the wall, and therefore we get up to four amos, even according to Shmuel. Okay. And you're going to see that same thing play out again. Toshima. This one also might ring a bell. This was also on Yudalid Amid Aleph. Shnei Sedina, maybe it was Yudalid Beis, maybe? I have to look back. I think it starts Yudalid Aleph. Shnei Sedina Mitzdarfin, if you have two sheets on your schach, these would invalidate the sukkah if they're big enough. Then Mitzdarfin, they would combine together to invalidate the sukkah. Shnei Nisarim, two boards, a Mitzdarfin. They do not combine to invalidate the sukkah. Rabbi Meir Omer Nisarim Kistin. Rabbi Meir said that boards are just as bad as the sheets. So how do we make sense of this Mishnah? Bish lama lahach lishna damarav bein be'emtsa bein minatza barba amos ma'imit starfim it starfim and dalad amos. So according to Rav, we can make sense of what's going on over here, the new interpretation of Rav, in which Rav says the issue is only up till four amos. So what are these boards combining to? The concern that Rabbi Meir has is that these boards are going to combine up until four amos and pasul the sukkah in the middle. Elahachlisha, but according to the initial interpretation of Rav on Yudzayin Amid Aleph, Dama Rav be'emtsa barba, that in the middle even four tvachim will pasul the sukkah. Hechi dami, how do I make sense of this Mishnah? Ita isbehu arba, if the boards are four tfachim, lamahu etzrufe. Then why do I need to talk about combining the boards to reach the threshold to pasul the sukkah? They're four tfachim, they're inherently big enough to pasul the sukkah according to the shita of Rav. And he delays bu arba, kana ba'alma ninhu. Right? Does it sound familiar? We had the same shock of Atari in the Gemara. And if each board is less than four tefachim, then it's no worse than putting thin little bamboo next to each other. They're inherently kosher. They don't be, doesn't, it's not an issue if they're right next to each other. They're kosher sukkah. It's kosher schach. So same answer. La'olam d'isbu arba, umayim itstarfim, itstarfim la'arba, amos ben atzad. You have to make it ukimta again. That whole discussion, according to the Shita of Rav, the first Shita of Rav, is talking about when you have boards on the side of the sukkah, so they're four tefachim wide boards, and if you put enough four tefachim wide boards next to each other, then Rabbi Meir is saying they would combine together to reach the threshold of four amos to pass the sukkah even on the side. Okay, great. Same exact thing. We had an issue. There was an ambiguity. We just say it's not talking about the middle, it's talking about the side. And that way, both sides remain defended. Any questions? There's a lot of, I even like, you know, when I write, when I learn the Gemara beforehand, I make like shoulder notes in the margins. Just so like, you know, for myself, I like to structure the Gemara for myself. So I wrote on the side over here that the Gemara just basically goes back and deals with a lot of things that we already addressed. So just think of this as like a good Chazarashir, or hopefully a good Chazarashir, maybe just a Chazarashir. So Tashima, one final question. And with this, we'll get us onto Yud Chesem and Aleph, God willing. And with that, we'll conclude. Tashima. Sichra b'nisarn shel eres. So this is going to sound very similar. This is on Yudalad Amid Beis. And it'll come up again on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph in case you miss it. Toshima, sichra b'nisarn shel eres. If you use boards of cedar, sheish ben arba, that each of them are four tefachim. Remember? So four tefachim is a big issue, right? Griseir's tikra. Divrei Akol Psula, both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir are good friends from back from a few dapim ago. They say that four tefachim is puzzle. It's a those boards are too wide to use for schach. So, but ein behen arba, but when it is less than four tefachim, right between three to four, Rabbi Meir posts Rabbi Huda machshir. So that's the machlokus Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir that we've gone over many times. That according to some, they debate between three to four tefachim if that's too wide or if it's sufficient and can be used for schach. Umode Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir concedes shem yesh behen neser leneser kamali neser shemaniach pesel beinehem uksheira. Rabbi Meir says that as long as you between each board, you put the same amount of kosher schach in between, then you'll have a kosher sukkah. What's going on over here? How do we make sense of this odd strategy of Rabbi Meir? Well, bishlam leman damar bein beemsa bein menatzad bedamos mishum hachik shera. According to the man damar, whoever you want to attribute it to, that you get up to dalet amos, you get up to like right 3.9 amos of non-kosher schach, even in the middle of the sukkah, well, then it makes sense what Rabbi Meir is suggesting. So you don't, that way, you don't have contiguous four amos of non-kosher schach, because you're interspersing kosher, non-kosher, kosher, non-kosher. So, okay, very good. Ella, leman de'omar be'emtsa barba ma'ik shera. But according to whoever it is that says that you only get up to four tefachim, and at four tefachim, that's when the pasul schach invalidates the entire sukkah in the middle of the sukkah. So, amai kishera, how is Rabbi Meir's suggestion helpful? Because you have each board is four tefachim wide, which means that each board on its own is enough to invalidate the legitimacy of the sukkah. Ah, so what's the answer? Amar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, and we saw this also previously. Hacha basukkah delahavi elishmona mitzumtamos askinan. We have a sukkah that's precisely eight amos. The yav neser upesel, neser upesel, neser upesel. So you start on one side, board, kosher schach, board, kosher schach, board, kosher schach, mehai gisa. Neser upesel, neser upesel, neser upesel, mehai gisa. And then you start also board, pesel from the other side. To havlehu, shnei psalm be'emtsa, vika hekshur sukkah be'emtsa. And what basically happens is that if you start board, right, board, kosher, board, kosher, board, kosher, eventually you wind up putting kosher, kosher, they meet in the middle, four tefachim of four tefachim of kosher, four tefachim of kosher, and now you have even more than seven tefachim, you have eight tefachim of kosher schach, and then you can basically use dofen akuma from all sides, And that way you have yourself a kosher sukkah. So that is how we would defend the shita, which is, I believe, how we paskin, that you only get up to four tefachim of non-kosher sukkah. And we have to make this so kimta and Rabbi Meir that it's talking about this really weird case in which you have a precisely 8x8 sukkah. And that is basically everything we just said right now. Is more or less actually what we saw a few blot ago on Yadalid and that area over there. So hopefully, as I said, it was a good chazara, or it was a chazara. I'll let you judge for yourself. But, you know, we don't get off the hook that easily. The Gemara likes to circle back to these, apparently. All right, any questions? All right. Well, just don't put puzzle skach on your sukkah, and you don't run into any of these issues. How about that? That's the good answer. All right. Okay, so we'll conclude over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening, a good Shabbos, and
Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.